This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Johnny Depp ends up playing the Scarlett Johansson role from Her, and this time he plays a Berkeley professor who's essentially giving a TED talk about how he's doing research on nanotechnology and consciousness, and then he gets assassinated by a Luddite group, an anti-technology group. So it's kind of a horror film about the ways in which technology are shaping our world. It starts out in the future when there's no internet, and there's some ominous talk about how the internet was supposed to make our world smaller, but now without the internet it actually feels bigger. So then it goes back like to like 5 months prior, and we're gonna see how the internet was shut down, I guess. Basically, he gets, as he dies, they upload his consciousness into a computer, so he's kind of like a Tron slash Her slash War Games, and you're not really sure if it's supposed to be a tragic romantic movie or like a tale of relationships between man and machines or technology and people, or if it's supposed to be scary, like he starts to build like a kind of a Koresh type compound, or he goes underground, buys a town in the middle of the southwest somewhere. It could be New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, and starts building an underground giant supercomputer highway with solar panels, and then the FBI has to shut him down. We're not sure why exactly they have to shut him down, and his wife is kind of like, you seem a little different, but we're not exactly sure what's going on. And then eventually he starts building, he figures out a way to access all of the human recorded history of knowledge and starts fixing people. But when he fixes them, they end up becoming like the $6 Million Man or bionic superheroes a little bit. So he starts bringing cripples and people in and fixes like their leg, but then turns them into like robot hybrids or something like that. And then as the FBI goes to stop him, they like shoot the hybrids. And then they like are self-healing, but then they chase down the like soldiers and kill them, and then they capture one of them and figure out how to write a quote-unquote virus. Eventually, they shut him down and turned off the whole internet, and you're never really afraid or like that interested in. I mean, the movie itself is very interesting. The concepts are extremely interesting, and the shame is that the director, who is a first-time cinematographer who shoots Christopher Nolan's films, Inception, he has the feeling of Christopher Nolan without any of the follow-through, and it just kind of hangs in the balance, and you're never really sure what they intended.